Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
W.D. Bentley ushered in cooperative extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bred wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly variety, with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
The cattle futures finished the day under pressure here. We were down $1.82 in the August feeders at $144.90. That was on the low, so settle right there on the low. September's the same thing, down $1.97 at $142.95. October's down $2.07 at $140.35. So across the board, under pressure here today. Live cattle, similar action, not quite as much though on the August, only down to $113.40, down $1.35. That market was also on its lows. The big deal this week and tomorrow is the cattle on feed report. Early estimates here and the average guess of on feed is 101.4% or 10.138 million head. If you look at the overall picture on where that matches up with the past 6 months or so, now that would be the lowest number we've had all year on feed. Placements are estimated to be 100.5% or 1.55 million head. Now that's bigger than the month of June placements. But that'd be the second lowest this month. And then marketed 99.7 or 1.72 million head. And that's about in line with where we've been all year long. That report will be tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Just after the market closes. But again, this the end of day today, we were down near the lows.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today, early on, were under quite a bit of pressure here, but they did rally back. The big swing, mainly in soybeans, they had about a 21-cent range from the high to the low. The November beans did finish just slightly lower, though, about 1 3/4 lower at 10.14. Corn was 2.5 to 3 cents higher, with December corn near their highs at 3.43, up 3 1/4. And then the wheat futures 1.5 higher in Chicago December, and 2 3/4 higher in December Kansas City at 4.46 3/4. This morning we had an export report. It looked like it was neutral for wheat, corn, and beans, as all things were within the expected range of guesses. We did have one export number this morning of 101,600 metric tons of corn sold. So nothing for beans, which is kind of out of the ordinary. There's been a lot of big bean sales. And then outside factors today, the stock market's unchanged. U.S. dollar down about 56 at 94.13. And then oil, as OPEC looks like they're going to maybe freeze some production in the next 30 days or at their September meeting. That market's really come back. It's about $10 off of its low here. So a really strong oil and gas market as of late.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.